Taiwan, which was the first to close its international borders in response to COVID on the last day of 2019, a small leak linked to pilots caused a major breakout among the unvaccinated population, which resulted in closures of most of the economy since mid-May. This includes many of our U.S. beef restaurant customers, and you're now forced to do takeaway business only. Cases are now rapidly falling due to the tough social distancing rules, and the government has said it would relax dining rules, but many local governments have announced they will keep the restrictions on till late July. Taiwan was the star market performer for U.S. beef during the pandemic last year, purchasing a record volume of product. But shipments got off to a slow start this year. Taiwan buyers were a bit caught off guard by the aggressive beef buying by China, and Taiwan and Chinese buyers buy the same mix of cuts. But we finally saw a large rebound in U.S. beef exports in May, as demand for U.S. beef has remained robust.